Let's get some farming news now. Megan's in. Morning, Megan.
Good morning. Yes, well, I said I was donning my welly boots this week, and that I did. I went off to an apiary, or a bee farm, just outside Newton Ards, to see how this year's weather has been affecting our honey. Now, it's no surprise it's been wet, which means there's been less flowers available for the bees. And I met the lovely Valentine Hodges, who told me that honey production as a result are down by almost half on last year. So it's definitely been putting the bees off doing their thing. But Valentine also makes some products with all the beeswax and honey that we have. So we've got some body butter for you, Connor. You'll enjoy that. Just in time for the weekend.
Body butter, don't you?
Then we've got honey moisturiser for you.
Oh, very good.
We've got some lip balm, and this is the cutest thing ever. A wee glass bear of honey. So there we go. We can put that in our porridge later on.
But and anyway, that's local Newton Ards honey.
It is. And she was telling me an interesting fact as well. If you suffer from hay fever, local honey can help because then it helps build up your tolerance to the local pollen. So there you go. But anyway, let's find out what I was getting up to with Valentine.
My name is Valentine. You're at Ash Cottage, and this is in the Ards Peninsula, where we have over 50 hives. That makes us bee farmers. So if you've got anything more than 50 hives, then you become a bee farmer. And our whole project is to bring back the native Irish black bee and working with the local bees and working with local beekeepers. They are seen as livestock, so they've got to have their treatments. They've got to be tested. We also keep some of our hives in Mount Stuart and they're native black bees. So Megan, if you're interested, I'd really like to take you along to Mount Stuart.
Oh yes, that'd be great. Thank you. So we're just getting into a lovely jeep here.
Well, we call this the bee mobile. So right, we're gonna pick up some of the treatments now. We've got...
Hi Billy.
Hey Megan.
How are you?
Not too bad.
I produce the drones here, or most of them anyway, for the pure, you know, for the native bee. And then Valentine and Chris, they actually produce the queens down there. I bring them up here and introduce them in into a small colony, and then they go to their destination then wherever they have to go.
So we'll hop in this one and then head up to Mount Stuart.
Absolutely. Honeybees live in a colony. So the colony will reduce, but there will be like 10,000 bees with a queen overwintering as a cluster, which is why they store honey. And why, you know, we can take some of it off them, but we don't take it all off them. A lot of farmers are, you know, looking at pollination for the future. I'd love to see every farm to have one beehive on it. With the Ulster Farmers Union, we produced a joint leaflet talking about when they should spray, when they shouldn't spray, because it's not just insecticides that will affect the bees, it's any sort of spraying, particularly when we've got queens mating. If she comes back and she's sprayed with anything, she smells differently and the bees will reject her and kill her. We can lock them in for 24 hours while the farmer does their spraying, gets that done, then we can release the bees again the following evening. Working together absolutely is what we need.
We've actually taken on board an old Irish hive that was built by the Abbott brothers in Dublin just shortly after the famine. A couple of years ago we actually sat down and actually redesigned it. We found an old cedar tree, County Wicklow, got it sawn up into planks, and we made the first 15 CDBs, which is a congested district board hive, have produced prolifically. So the bees in the CDB hives have actually done better than the ordinary national hive.
Got six hives here then.
All with the native black bee in. Now what you're finding is that the farmers will take three cuts of silage during the summer, and the wildflowers don't get an opportunity to flower and blossom at all. So it's difficult, so that's why we need more help and support from the farmers to at least leave a little strip of wildflower around the edges and maybe not cut the hedges so much.
You will notice, I mean, they don't actually bounce out on top of you, you know, they're not aggressive.
Not at all. Oh, there's one on my microphone.
She's hanging out, having a look.
How many bees would you have in this hive?
There's probably about 10,000 now at the minute, but at the height of the summer, late June, start of July, you could have anything up to 60,000 bees in each colony.
And what are we here to do today, then, with the treatments?
This mite is called a varroa mite. It's been here since about 1991, decimating the colonies because it's a vampirish mite. It actually sucks the blood or the hemolymph of the bee. So what we're here today to do is actually apply medication. It's a thymol based, you know, from the plant called thyme. It doesn't eradicate the varroa, but it actually reduces it to a worker level. So one bee will actually go across this thymol and eat a wee bit of it but she will immediately go to another bee and share that with her, and then she will share it with maybe two or three others. So within 15, 20 minutes, the whole colony has this thyme wall through it.
Oh, they're all now ready for the autumn. We'll treat them again in 2 weeks' time. And
good stuff.
So they've settled in beautifully.
The buzz
full
buzz
of atmosphere.
Of the bees,
yeah.
Oh yes, indeed. I know the wee bee that's tried to sting my microphone in the middle there. So, bee.
Well, turning from bees to bigger beasts. How are the markets looking, Megan?
Yes, market Rathfryland lambs were selling from 258 to 316 pence per kilo, and at Ballymena they sold between 250 and 288 pence per kilo. And our market report this morning comes from Hampton Hewitt in Market Hill.
125 cull cows, beef bred cows from 120 to 141 and up to 1,050 pounds for 850 kilo Hereford. Friesian cows from 100 to 116 for 710 kilos at 820. Second quality Friesian from 80 to 95 per 100 kilos and the purest type from 55 to 75. Clean cattle at 200 pounds per 100 kilos. 170 cows, bulls from 240 to 350 and heifers from 230 to 380. Pet twice for Shirley heifers, 250 store bullocks. Forward steers from 188 to 210 for 580 kilos at 1215. Top price 1320 for 740. Kilos, midweights from 200 to 218 for 408 kilos at 890, lightweights to 242 for 302 kilos at 740, freezing bullocks to 1140 for 720 kilos, and from 145 to 160 by 100 kilos for 540 kilos at 870, 165 heifers, forward heifers from 188 to 213 for 550 kilos at 1170, midweights from 190 to 215 for 404 kilos at 870, second quality heifers from 170 to 180 per 100 kilos, good quality weanlings from 200 to 252 for 302 kilos at 760, suckler outfits sold at 1520, 1350 and 1140.
And that's it from me this morning.